Meetings of fisheries managers are not necessarily a big draw, but this week in Linthicum, the Atlantic State Commissioner's changes in harvests for a fish called menhaden turned into a hand-wringing session for commercial fishermen, environmentalists, anglers, and even the commissioners themselves. Pamela D'Angelo reports.
First, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission voted to increase the harvest of menhaden in the Chesapeake Bay and Atlantic Coast from 200,000 to 216,000 metric tons. That angered environmentalists and anglers. But then, toward the end of the two-day meeting, Allison Colden, representing Commissioner and Maryland Delegate Dana Stein, moved to lower the cap in the bay from 87,000 metric tons to 51,000 metric tons. That was a direct hit at Virginia's Omega Protein Corporation, whose rendering factory gets an 85% share of the Atlantic harvest so it can produce oil and other products.
The Chesapeake Bay is an extremely important nursery habitat, and it remains the largest contributor of menhaden to the coastwide stock. And it's because of this contribution, this issue concerns not just the Bay states, but obviously every state that's sitting around this table.
Virginia's Commissioner Rob O'Reilly fought back.
I think the main issue is that this is a coastwide stock, and there's no scientific basis to indicate that the Chesapeake Bay has suffered from any localized depletion. You know, they think of the Chesapeake Bay as differently than the coastal area, but it's not.
With the exception of Virginia, commissioners voted 17-1 to put their amendments into the Menhaden Interstate Fishery Management Plan. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.